Jeff Burrows has devoted his career to coaching entrepreneurs and has witnessed the enormous stress and anxiety that many business owners experience. His theme is simple but powerful: how to build a successful business that actually serves your life.
Let me ask you, Jeff, tell me a little bit about your life as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've actually never worked for anybody. So never had a paycheck, was totally dependent on every job I ever had was my own. And I spent 15 years basically in the investment business. So I managed money for business owners. That's who I was drawn to. That's who I was attracted to. And what I began to see was a trend. And even though these men and women had successful businesses, they didn't necessarily have the life they wanted. So there was this component of life missing. I saw common frustrations. I saw common reasons that they, in fact, didn't have the life that they wanted as it related to the business that they had built. And when I left the investment business, because it was all-consuming as well, so I decided I needed to walk my talk, and I began ferociously reading. And I read and discovered a very universal system for the foundation of the success that I had seen in all these companies. So it all began stringing together how simple the path actually was. I saw the building blocks begin to come together. And I realized that my gift was actually to teach, to coach, to speak, to engage people. I personally got in touch with what I really loved to do. And so I pursued teaching and coaching of these principles and decided to bring it to, if you will, the small business world, not just the corporate business world. And so I started a company to do that 12 years ago. And to date, we have been successful with over 25,000 businesses. So over 25,000 companies have gone through our process. And we've worked with companies from $500,000 car washes to $50 million construction companies and everything in between.
What sort of results have you achieved for those companies?
Most of the owners begin the work by thinking that they obviously want to increase revenue and increase their income and increase their sales. It's all about the money. That's what they tell you. The truth is they actually want to change something to get that life component in place that they don't now have. And they are willing to discuss that, but they don't come at that initially because the drive today, especially here in America, is so driven towards the bottom line profitability and the competition is so fierce. But the life piece is very substantial. And the life piece looks like, how does this business serve my life? How is it possible for me to have this great company and to have the life that I want?
So it sounds as if primary contribution you've made to these clients you've had is to improve the quality of life of these business owners. What about the businesses themselves? Mm-hmm. How have they thrived?
Mm-hmm. It's the natural extension that you get if you take care of self. Your business is obviously also moving in the right direction. So examples include the construction company I was referring to. They started with us 7 years ago. They were a $15 million business. Today, 7 years later, they're a $50 million business. So that's a substantial turn. They also generate almost 2 percentage points higher in net profit margin than the industry norm. Those two criteria are very measurable indicators that have made the owners very wealthy.
And what was the single biggest change that you brought to that company?
The single biggest change was that the owners actually documented a vision statement of where they wanted to go. So they actually put a stake in the ground that was able to say, this is what we vision, this is what we want, rather than just working every single day and being consumed by that work. So they actually documented a vision of where they wanted.
Okay, so let's begin at the beginning of, say, I've made a decision to become an entrepreneur. I don't quite know where to begin, how to start, but I have this yearning to create my own business.
Okay.
What do you think are some of the first steps that I need to take?
Okay. The first step that you need to take is what you just said, that you've decided to become an entrepreneur. So that's personal. You've said to yourself, that you want to do something different. Let's assume that you are working for a major corporation and now you've decided to be this entrepreneur. So you are first and foremost in touch with something inside of you that says you want to change. So it really is personal that you're making this decision that you're going to pour your heart and soul into this business, because you are. You're the owner. The minute you make that move, there's nobody else responsible for the vision. There's nobody else responsible for the capital. And actually, those are two of the requirements of an entrepreneur, that you're willing to put in capital and that you're willing to share your and document your vision. That's really what you have to start with.
Okay, Jeff, it seems like we've come to our first action step here. So tell me, how, practically speaking, do I create what you're calling the vision?
Very practically. You need to sit down and document that vision. It needs to be on one piece of paper that you can frame, and you share that with everybody who'll listen.
So I don't just keep it to myself?
No. Be a bad secret. Okay, be a bad secret.
So there's a task of enrolling other people into
exactly.
that vision.
I like to call them stakeholders, because mm-hmm. the truth is, if you build a company of five or you build a company of 500, everybody isn't going to love you, John. Okay, mm-hmm. But some of them are going to love you more than others. Those are your stakeholders. Enroll them. They're your cheerleaders.
So you're saying the people who work for us need to know the vision. They need to know what business we're in and where the company is going. Why is this so important?
Remember, if you sign up for the entrepreneurship position, you're the leader. Okay? And people need a leader. There are people who want to work for us, okay, who we need working for us. They don't want all the responsibility. Okay? They're not going to put any capital in the company, okay, and it's not their vision. Tell them what the vision is, have the money to make their paycheck, and they'll go to work for you.
But if we're just at the beginning of the entrepreneurial journey, the vision is still a vision. I mean, how's it going to turn into profitability?
So the difference between what you just brought up is vision and reality. Entrepreneurs must have a vision of where they want to take their business, and then they have to also have the gift to say, reality is, I'm right here. So that, and then you just draw a line. I'm right here, and here's my vision. What are the steps I need to take to get there? Hmm. And then they have to execute those steps.
Well, for a startup company, that's going to be a lot of steps. I mean, you're going to have to write a business plan, I guess, and you're going to have to create a corporate entity of some kind. You're going to have to raise capital. A lot of steps that really lie outside the scope of this program, because here we're focused on core principles. We're looking at what it takes to become an entrepreneur. One of the things I guess it takes is to be a certain kind of person.
It does. It takes a person who, an entrepreneur is willing to risk, an entrepreneur accepts change, an entrepreneur is willing to come up with 1,000 ideas a day and settle on a few of them. If you've ever met one, you'll hear that, okay? They'll roll 1,000 ideas out. So, by the way, we all have three personalities. We have the entrepreneurial personality, we have the manager personality, and we have the technician personality. Those three are in every single person. It's just that one of them resonates more to our particular style. So the technician, the person who likes to do the actual work, the technician hates the entrepreneur, okay? Because what's the entrepreneur introducing? All these new ideas. The technician says, my God, just let me do what you told me you wanted me to do yesterday, okay? And the manager in you, what does the manager do? The manager wants to take the idea of the entrepreneur and manage it, organize it, keep it in the status quo, give the reports, okay? He too can't stand the entrepreneur in him, okay? Because the entrepreneur's got the new idea and he's trying to manage what the guy just talked to him about doing. Okay? So we have all these conflicting signals that we get, and we have to know actually which one of those resonates most in us. Okay? Are we the entrepreneur? Are we the manager? Or are we the technician? We actually have all three of those characteristics.
How do I find out whether I'm the right kind of person to become an entrepreneur?
I don't know that you actually become. I think you just have to know about these three personalities I just shared with you, and you learn how to use those. Because most entrepreneurs are actually technicians. They know how to do the technical thing of the business that they started. The construction workers I was just talking to you about, the construction workers used to build homes. They know how to build a building. Okay? They didn't know how to build a $50 million business. Okay? Hmm. A design client knows how to design a building. Okay? And they started a design business because they love to design. They don't know how to grow the design business. They know how to design buildings.
So are you saying that the entrepreneurial part is something you can learn?
All three parts you can learn.
Okay? All three parts.
Absolutely. Look at a technician. We learn how to do a technical thing, right? You're an excellent speaker and copywriter. You learned how to copyright.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just wake up and know how to do it. You studied it. You learned it.
Yes.
Okay? And now you have a branding and copywriting company.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an entrepreneur? Do you think so?
I guess so.
Exactly. Exactly. Are you a technician?
I'm that too.
Exactly. And how about management? Do you like to manage?
I don't like to, but I have to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go. We all have those three personalities. What we need to understand is which one is most prevalent in us, and then where do we want to spend our time? Because if we're not really good at the other two, why don't you just spend time at what we're really gifted at?
Mm-hmm.
And most of us don't, because when you start that business, you're doing everything.
Hmm.
You're the bookkeeper. You're selling. You're collecting. You're delivering the flowers, right?
Hmm.
You're doing everything. You're driving the delivery truck. So when you start the business, you're doing everything, because usually the business is you.